that night down south between the trailers. Not the early one you can wish upon, not the northern one that guides in a sailor. Star bright, you got the loving that I like, all right. Turn this crazy bird around, shouldn't have got on this flight tonight. Sweet, but you got that look so critical. Now I can't talk to you, baby, I get so weak. Sometimes I think love is just mythical. Up there's a heavens, down there's a town. Blackness everywhere and little light shining. Oh, blackness dragging me down. Come on, light the candle in this poor heart of mine. You got the loving that I like, all right. Turn this crazy bird around, shouldn't have got on this flight tonight. I'm drinking sweet champagne, got the headphones up high, can't numb me out, can't drown me out of my mind. They're playing goodbye, baby, baby, goodbye. Ooh, love is blind. Up go the flaps, down go the wheels. I hope you got your heat turned on, baby. I hope they finally fixed your automobile. Hope it's better when we meet again, baby. Star bright, you got the loving that I like, all right. Turn this crazy bird. He talks to the land and the leaves fall in the pond over ices. She don't know the system, plus she don't understand. She's got all her own fuses and splices. She's not gonna fix it that way. No, no. The masking tape tangles, it's sticky and black, and the copper, proud-headed Queen Lizzie, conducts little charges that don't get charged back. Well, the technical manual's busy. She's not gonna fix it so easy. And she holds out her flashlight and she shines it on me. She wants me to tell her what the trouble might be. Well, I'm learning it's peaceful with a good dog and some trees. Out of touch with the breakdown of this century. They're not gonna fix it up too easy. Together and we floodlit that time. Input, output, electricity. But the lines overloaded and the sparks started flying and the loose wires were lashing out at me. She's not gonna fix that up too easy. But she holds out a candle and she shines it in, and she begs him to show her how to fix it again, while a song that he sang her to soothe her to sleep runs all through her circuits like a heartbeat. She's not gonna fix that up to
the boulders.
of fame. 'Cause I tasted mine, I would just like to see you sometime. So kind and end so heartlessly. I couldn't take them on and a head full of questions and hypes. So when the hopes got so slim, I just resigned. But I would still like to see you sometime. I would sure like. And a voice calls out the numbers
This next song is a little play, a little soliloquy. It's about an artist's old lady. In it, I play the part of that old lady. There's one thing that kind of holds true about artists, and that is that they're connoisseurs of beauty, you know? And that's what this song is about. It's about this artist who runs around the countryside connoisseuring lots of beauties. It's called The Gallery.
Change. in the airport bar, he was wearing his father's tie. And his eyes looked into my eyes so far whenever the words ran dry. Behind the lash of the circles blue, he looked as only a priest can.
A couple of years ago, I went to Greece. I was traveling with a friend of mine, a poetess named Penelope, and we were walking through the streets of Athens, and every place that we went, people would yell at us, "Hey, sheepy, sheepy, matala, matala," which means hippy, hippy, matala, matala, seek your own kind, there are lots of them there. And so we showed up in Matala, and me with creases down the front of my jeans from the dry cleaners, which was kind of unhip. I had to wait a couple of days to get a little more grimy and wrinkled before I was truly accepted by the society there. Penelope and I were sitting on the beach with creases down in the front of our jeans having this picnic. And she doesn't like to eat the crust of her bread, you know, she's kind of picky about some things like that. And me, I don't eat orange rinds, very seldom, you know. If you squeeze them together and light them, you know, they kind of burst into flame, that's interesting, but eating them, that's another trip, you know. So we had this little pile of litter that was accumulating. That and Mickey Mouse chocolate bars, because in Greece they had these great Mickey Mouse chocolate bars. It said Mickey Mouse in Greek. And on the inside were all these trading cards, and as far as we knew, there were 160 of them. It was Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse and Pluto and Pinocchio with his nose in several lengths, you know, and Cinderella and, oh, there was everything. So I bought these chocolate bars, you know, just to kind of try them out before I realized that there was a whole cult sort of around them. So we picked up this little parcel of litter, you see, that we had lying on the beach, Mickey Mouse wrappers and orange peels and bread crusts, and we followed the strains of the Beatles into this little restaurant called the Delfini Restaurant, and standing behind the counter there was this great-looking guy with a mane of red hair, and a little gold heart in one ear, and a little gold loop in the other ear, and a soiled gray turban on his head, supposedly a white turban. I soaked it one night, overnight in a bidet in a pension in Athens, and was evicted, trying to get all the grime of the East out of it. But this time we were strangers, and I handed him this pile of litter, and I said, "Listen, what can we do with this?" And he took it out of my hands, and with a really ferocious look, he threw it all over the floor of the Delfini restaurant. He was the cook there. So I liked him immediately, you know, and we became very good friends. And for his birthday, I gave him 10 Mickey Mouse chocolate bars, 8 of which had new trading cards that he didn't have yet, so he was very thrilled. And I made him up this tune, which goes, "Oh, Carrie, you're a mean old daddy, but you're out of sight." The wind is in from Africa. Last night I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave you, but it's really not my home. My fingernails are filthy. I've got peach tar on my feet. I miss my clean white linen and my fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cane. I'll put on some silver. Ooh, you're a mean old daddy, but I like you fine. Come on down to the Mermaid Cafe, and I will buy you a bottle of wine, and we'll laugh and smash our empty glasses down. Let's have a round for these freaks and these soldiers, a round for these friends of mine. Let's have another round for the great man who keeps me in this tourist town. Oh, Carrie, get out your cane. I'll put on some silver. Ooh, you're a mean old daddy, but I like you. Amsterdam, no, maybe I'll go to Rome and rent the grand piano and put some flowers from my room. But let's not
talk about fare thee wells now. The night is a starry dome, and they're playing that scratchy rock and roll beneath the mantle of moon. Oh, carry, get out your cane. I'll put on my finest silver, go to the mermaid cafe, have fun tonight. The wind is in from Africa. The sea is full of sheep. Oh, you know it tries hard to leave you, but it's really not now. Maybe it's been too long a time since I was scrambling down in the street. Now they got me used to that clean white linen and that fancy French cologne. Oh, carry, get out your cane. Oh, and I'll put on my finest silver. I'll go to the mermaid cafe, have fun tonight. I said, oh, you're a mean old daddy, but you're out of sight. Song called Oh Honey, You Turn Me On, I'm a Radio.
according to the old clock on the wall, I only have time for one more song, so, two, one. Heard it in the wind last night, sounded like applause. Did you get around resounding for you way up here? Seems like many years ago since I heard that face to face, or seen you face to face, but tonight I can feel you here. I get these notes on butterflies and lilac sprays from girls who just have to tell me saw you somewhere. In some office sits a poet and he trembles as he sings and he asks some guy to circulate his soul around. On your mark, red ribbon runner, the caressing rev of motors, finely tuned like fancy women in 30s evening gowns. Up the charts, off to the airport, your name's in the news, everything's first class, and the lights go down, and it's just you up there getting them to feel like that. Remember the days when you used to sit and make up your tunes for love and pour your simple sorrow to the sound all that you need. Now you're seen on giant screens and at parties for the press and for people who have slices of you from the company. They toss around your latest golden egg, speculation, well, who's to know if the next one in the nest will glitter for them so. I guess I seem ungrateful with my teeth sunk in the hand that brings me things I really can't give up just yet. Now I sit up here, the critic, and they introduce some band, but they seem so much confetti looking at them on my TV set. All the power and the glory, just when you're getting a taste for worship, they start bringing out the hammers and the boards and the nails. Heard it in the wind last night, sounded like applause. Chilly now, end of summer, no more shiny hot nights. It's just the arbutus rustling and the bumping of the logs, and the moon swept down black water like an empty spotlight.